from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, July 31st, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Southwest Ohio, some people from Haiti living in Springfield have gotten letters ordering them to report to an immigration office in Cincinnati starting Sunday. ONN's Jared Allen has details.
Some Haitians living in Springfield have already been to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office near Cincinnati. The head of the Haitian Support Center in Springfield tells the Cincinnati Inquirer those individuals returned home wearing ankle monitors and were told to report back to the ICE office in a month. The letters reportedly call on those Haitian immigrants to visit the ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations Field Office in Blue Ash Sunday.
A house explosion in Northeast Ohio's Canton yesterday morning left two people hospitalized. ONN's Natalie Clydesdale has more.
Firefighters rushed here to Bonnet Place Northeast, where they found the home completely destroyed by an explosion. Crews found one occupant in the street after they were blown from the home by the blast. That victim suffered serious burns and traumatic injuries and was taken to a local hospital. Officials say that person suffered burns to about 80% of their body. Then crews found a second occupant at a home a few blocks away. He was also taken to a local hospital. The cause of this explosion is still under investigation.
Multiple reports of a strong chemical odor in one Northwest Ohio city have prompted investigations. ONN's Tatiana Cash in Toledo reports.
The city of Oregon's Fire and Rescue Department is investigating reports of a chemical odor which started yesterday morning. The fire department evaluated 9 different people who reported symptoms believed to be connected to the odor. The investigation is centered around the area just north of Pickle Road, and we're told monitoring equipment actually did not detect the odor, so it's unclear where the smell is coming from. Fire officials say right now there's no evidence of a safety hazard, and the area, though, is still being monitored.
Officials are pulling the plug on a proposed addition to the Columbus skyline. ONN's Jeff Hogan explains.
The city of Columbus has scrapped its plans for a new Franklin County Municipal Court building, citing rising costs and budget pressures. Mayor Andrew Ginther says the project's price tag grew from about $200 million to more than $335 million. He says the city will renovate the existing courthouse, saving at least $75 million. The municipal court says it is disappointed by the decision, but will continue to work on renovating that facility as well as the Carnes building.
In Northeast Ohio, another local community has said no to a proposed data center. More from ONN's Dave Chadowski in Cleveland.
The city of Amherst is taking action against plans to build a data center. Cleveland.com reports that Amherst Board of Zoning Appeals sent a letter rejecting Cervenka Development Partners' request to convert 3 industrial buildings into data centers. This comes just a day after we told you residents packed a city council meeting to voice their concerns over the plans. Cervenka can appeal the board's ruling.
And could Ohio's 16 and 17-year-olds soon be heading to the polls? ONN's Brianna Albizu has the story.
Democratic State Representatives Sean Brennan of Parma and Chris Glassburn of North Olmsted have introduced a proposal to lower the voting age in Ohio from 18 to 16. The resolution would put a referendum on the ballot, allowing voters to make that choice, and then that choice would amend the state's constitution. In order for the resolution to advance, a 3/5 supermajority approval is needed in both the Ohio House and Senate. Very little time remains, though, for the resolution to make this November's ballot.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.